Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 640, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. Beloved, this podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8 in the Word of God, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. As they were seeking revival in the nation, they started with the Word of God. So therefore, the aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived. And that is my prayer, that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and from the eternal burning hell by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, as he was the first and best in preaching the gospel when he said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear friend, before we go any further, if you have never believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior, simply put your faith in him. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, and do what he told you to do in that powerful verse, the most beautiful words ever spoken on this earth. He said, whosoever believeth in him should not perish. So believe in Christ. Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will do so. Today, beloved, we are starting a new chapter. We are reading Nahum chapter 2, verse 1. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, give us your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to get the sense of it so that we can apply it to our lives, so that we can obey the principles, so that we can share your holy word with others, for they need it just as well as we do. And so that we can share your holy gospel and preach your holy gospel based upon your holy scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Nahum chapter 2, verse 1. He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Nahum chapter 2, verse 1. Now here is the sense of it devotionally, if you will, from the Matthew Henry commentary. Nineveh shall not put aside this judgment. There is no counsel or strength against the Lord. God looks upon proud cities and brings them down, as God looks upon proud people and he brings them down. Particular account is given of the terrors wherein the invading enemy shall appear against Nineveh. The empire of Assyria is represented as a queen about to be led captive to Babylon. Guilt in the conscience fills men with terror in an evil day. And what will treasures or glory do for us in times of distress or in the day of wrath? Yet for such things, how many lose their souls? That's Matthew Henry. Now, the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary. For more background information and historical information. Chapter 1 includes more or less general statements about the Lord's judgment on his enemy. But now the book moves to more specific descriptions of the attack and plundering of the city. Nineveh would be attacked, defeated, and plundered, but Judah's glory will be restored. Associated with this change in emphasis is a shift in tone from calmness and dignity to increasing emotion and vivid descriptions. Concerning some of these tense graphic descriptions of action in battle, Raymond Calkins wrote, "Nahum portrays the siege, reproduces its horrors and its savagery, its cruelties and mercilessness in language so realistic that one is able to see it and feel it. First comes the fighting in the suburbs, then the assault upon the walls, then the capture of the city and its destruction. Under attack, Nineveh was called on to defend itself. In an alternating pattern, Nahum had addressed Nineveh in chapter 1, verse 11 and 14, and now in chapter 2, verse 1, he had addressed Judah in chapter 1, verses 12, 13, and 15. The advance of an unnamed attacker against Nineveh was so certain that Nahum spoke of it in the present tense. The verb advances is literally goes up, a word used of hostile military operations. The attacker was Nabopolassar, the Babylonian, who with Cyaxares the Mede conquered Nineveh. Then a series of four terse commands follows. They reflect the Ninevites' scurry of activity to defend their great city. In bitter irony, a subtle form of ridicule, Nahum urged the city to prepare for the approaching siege by guarding the fortress, watching the road for invaders, bracing themselves and marshaling all their strength. The prophet knew that such precautions could not hold back the siege or change its outcome. All Nineveh's efforts to defend itself would be futile because, as God said, the city would be destroyed. And when God says something, that is exactly what's going to happen. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for our time together with the scripture and the sense. Lord, help us to take heed to your holy word, apply it to our lives, the principles thereof, and Lord, help us to obey your Holy Ghost and help us to be obedient to you and be what you would have us to be in these last and evil days, and help us to share your holy word freely and openly, and help us to proclaim your holy gospel for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death. To these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news, but I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, and he said these words to you before he left here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments, and so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good. Until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, and but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six